Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Berizer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Horace Speed. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Freisleben. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freisleben fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Lockhock moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freisleben fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lockhock moves to third. Otis moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball four. Lockhock scores. Otis moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive towards first. Lockhock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a fly ball towards left. Hurdle settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hurdle. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Cox reaches second base with a double. There goes Speed trying to get to third. Otis throws the ball into Washington, who relays the ball to Braun, who tags Speed for the out. Cox moves to third. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Norris steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hood now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Braun bunts towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae is walked intentionally. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carbo scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-1 in the game. Speed hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Paul Ruchel now pitching. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Washington steals second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Norris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 2, Indians, 2. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carbo bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper is walked intentionally. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 2 in the game. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cox bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Verizer scores. Kuiper moves to third. Speed moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-2, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Norris hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Steve Mingori now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive towards first. Way then reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Otis for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carbo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bass pinch hits for John Way then. Randy Bass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bass hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norris scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Otis for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.